This is About to Drop, a podcast where I interview independent artists about music that they're about to release. In each episode, I'll have a conversation with a new artist to talk about where they came from, how they got started in music, and most importantly, what they're going to be releasing next. We'll cover all sorts of topics, including the writing process, recording, producing, and even things like marketing, branding, and promotion. So thanks for tuning in, and let's get started with the episode. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of About to Drop. I'm your host, Baro, aka Vertigo, and I'm here today with Priyanka. How's it going today?
It's going well, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'm super grateful to be a part of this, be on the show.
For sure. So you're over in the UK, in England?
Yep, that's correct. I'm from the UK, born and bred in a city called Leicester. I'm not sure if you've heard of that. It's in the Midlands, like bang in the middle of the UK, about 2 hours away from London. So, you know, whenever I want to go to London, it's easy to travel to. And sometimes it feels like I'm a tourist in London because Leicester's not a big city. But yeah, I've been in the UK for all my life, really. Yeah, I'm 24 years old. My ethnicity is Indian, so my grandparents are from India. My parents are from Africa, and I was born in the UK. So I'm third generation.
And a question about England. I've never been, but I do want to go. Is there like a big rivalry between like London and Manchester? Is that a thing?
Where did you hear that from? I mean, I've not really sort of heard that really. I mean, I guess a lot of cities in the UK kind of want to be the second biggest city outside of London, right? And Manchester is definitely a big city. It's kind of like a mini London in that, you know, the infrastructure there, nightlife, you know, big firms are in Manchester. But you can also say the same about Birmingham as well. I'm like an hour away from Birmingham by car. Big nightlife, big buildings full of companies, and you know, very touristy as well. You attract a lot of tourists there. But yeah, I wouldn't say there's a massive rivalry. There's probably like more rivalry, maybe between Scotland and England, I guess.
Okay, sure.
You know, for obvious reasons, Scottish independence and also I think sport attracts a lot of rivalry here, especially you guys call it soccer, we call it football. Mm-hmm. Recently it was like the Euros, so there was a lot of rivalry. You know, you couldn't move for fans, rival fans on the trains, and it was crazy.
Hooligans, yeah. Right, as they call them, soccer hooligans.
yeah tell me about it. I mean, I'm a football fan myself. I support Liverpool FC, and I'm a massive fanatic, but I think some people just take it to the extreme and just kind of want to create havoc wherever they go. I mean, people were like throwing glass and stuff like that when the Euros were on outside, and people getting hurt. I mean, I'm not about that, you know. So yeah,
I don't get it. I enjoy sports. I like playing them. I don't really follow any sports, but I mean, we have like big football team. Well, like, you know, American football teams. Like, I'm close by to Philly, so we have like the Eagles right here, and they're notoriously like,
okay,
one of the,
yeah, I've heard the, of the Eagles,
one of like the rudest fan bases, like just like violent and,
oh my gosh,
obnoxious. Yeah, I don't get it. It's like you're not even playing the game, like,
yeah,
relax. But anyway, so how's the music scene out by where you are? Do you find that you need to move to like you know, one of the bigger cities to have more of like a music scene, or is there one in your town as well?
There's definitely a music scene in Leicester. I think BBC Asia Network, which is like the main radio station that plays sort of Indian Punjabi music, as well as English music, it's based in Leicester. So I definitely want to sort of reach out to them. There's massive opportunity to sort of showcase your music on a big flat platform for independent artists. I don't think logistically you have to be based in a big city. I mean, everything in the UK, the UK is very small, so you can sort of you can commute to places. I mean, I can imagine in America, like I've heard like Atlanta, LA, big for music. And if someone's in not close or not in the in the state, they would have to sort of move there or move closer because of the geographic magnitude of America, you know. So yeah, I mean, you don't necessarily have to be in a city to that has a big music scene to be a part of it, you know. So I would say London, yeah, massive music scene going on over there. But as far as I know, I think just the big cities, really. I think Leeds have a music scene up north. And yeah, I'm just excited to just put my foot in the door and just see what opportunities are out there in the UK music scene, really.
For sure. So how did you get started in music in the first place? Have you been doing it your whole life? Or
yeah, well, yeah, I've got like a bit of a journey to go through. I only really started taking music seriously a few years ago, really, in terms of, you know, I wanted to make my own music and discover and just try and discover my own sound, really. And, you know, sort of consider, okay, now might be the right time to think about putting music out there. But I've always been into singing. I mean, since I was a little kid in kindergarten, I was quite a mischievous kid, didn't really pay attention in class, but when music lessons came about, I just sort of got this euphoria when I sang, even if it were hymns in assembly or just in the choir, in the school choir. I was always so happy and put in such a better state of mind through singing. And I was lucky enough at primary school to do a solo in the Christmas play, and I just loved the energy I received from people, and I kind of just wanted to continue that. But then when I went to high school, I kind of repressed my passion for it because of the sense of a lot of teenagers want to fit in, and I felt like my love for singing and everything, I deemed didn't like fit in. So I kind of repressed it for a while, but I kind of got a YouTube account and started posting covers, attracted the attention of my school friends and some teachers, and everyone just kind of really resonated with my sound. And I was just really sort of encouraged, especially by music teacher of mine called Mr. Henry. Wonderful guy. He gave me the opportunity to lead the school musical called Godspell. I'm from I went to a Catholic girls' school, so there was a lot of musicals that were also religious that the school performed as well. So yeah, Godspell was one of them. I played Jesus. That was amazing. that was an amazing experience because not only did I love singing, I kind of found my love of performing. And I used to get so nervous performing. You know, my voice used to shake and my whole body used to shake. I mean, but when I performed back then, I just took it in my stride and it felt amazing. And I didn't feel nervous at all. I think it was just the adrenaline and my love of it grew and I became so much more confident. Then at university, went through a difficult period. My grandfather sadly passed away. And then I went through a lot of mental health struggles because my granddad, he was like my best friend and we were really close. I kind of felt that void and never sort of lost someone that was that close to me before. So I did go through a bit of a tough time. And I kind of, when I wasn't in the dark space, I kind of tried to channel my emotions and start writing stuff down. And that's kind of where in 2017, I think I wrote some songs and found a producer who helped me kind of bring the songs to life and put some rough material out there, but I didn't sort of take it as seriously, market it, promote it. It was just something for me to sort of look back on and kind of be in that space, how I was feeling at that time. If even when I listen to it now, it's kind of like a time machine. I know exactly how I was feeling at the time. But then I sort of thought, why not sort of combine my love for songwriting and think about maybe my personal experience as well, my mental health issues, how to sort of convey them in music, because talking about your struggles, it's not the same as conveying them through music. Music transcends what just talking, it transcends further than that. And I went through another difficult period as well. Unfortunately, diagnosed with PTSD, and I kind of used music and songwriting to sort of channel what I was feeling. And then I just thought, kind of, this could help other people. So a couple of years ago, I set myself the challenge of writing a lot of songs, recording, and finally at the point where I can release a single. So that's where we are right now.
It's quite a journey.
And
it's a great reason to be writing music too, because so many people do, suffer with that, with mental health issues on, some form. And we all do it to some extent, when you had started it, so it was just kind of like a way for you to get your feelings out or get your thoughts out onto a page. And now that you're going to be, releasing music with a little bit more, what would the word be? A little more, taking it a little bit more seriously. Is the purpose of the music, do you find a catharsis from, singing and releasing the music? Or is it more for like other people that might be going through the same type of thing? Or is it a little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both. I think it's cathartic. When I wrote it, when I recorded it, when I listened to it, the song that I'm about to release late December is called Spacecraft Burnout. It's like I said, it's about my journey through sort of when I was a child up until 2019, and a bit further than that, really. It's cathartic because it's kind of encompasses within 3 minutes the struggles I went through, and it's a great summary for myself about what I've been through. Trauma that I kept hidden for so long, and the way I felt about it. Also, when I went through sort of a mental health crisis in 2019, I kind of felt like I wasn't really there with people. I wasn't there with my family. I wasn't there with my friends. I kind of felt like I was in outer space, hence the title Spacecraft Burnout. Felt like I was in a past reality, sort of in this land called Fireland, where I thought that I was kind of like surrounded by all these ghosts from my past, and it was painful. It felt like I was destroying myself. And I kind of use the symbolism of fire. You start a fire, the fire spreads. My destruction was spreading everywhere. It was affecting my family life, my relationship with my friends. And I couldn't really see the destruction I was causing. And I felt like I was in so much pain from living in the past and not being in the present. I was in Fireland. I don't know how to explain. I can explain it. It's just I was on Earth, and everyone could see me, but it was like my physical body was here, but my spiritual body was somewhere else. And that's the song, really. It's like me seeing myself as a child going through it again. Reminders from what happened to me as a child, and going on from 2000 to 2010, and then kind of coming to terms with, okay, I've got PTSD. I want to get out of this. It's an uphill struggle, but I want to aim for that hill. I want to get out of Fireland. So that's the song, really. Spacecraft Burnout.
That's I think that's relatable to a lot of people.
Yeah.
So how did this particular one come about? Maybe to talk a little bit about like your songwriting process. Mm-hmm. Do you tend to, like, how does a song come together for you? And how did specifically this one come together? Do you do like lyrics first, melody ideas? Do you write to a beat?
Oh, I think I write to a beat mainly. I think I found this producer online, listened to one of his beats, and I just thought I can make something out of this. This kind of beat just really resonated with me, and I was just like, this is such a vibe. I mean, I'm gonna try and do something with this. And then I'm not even kidding you, Bora. Like, as soon as I put pen to paper, the lyrics just flew onto the page, and the melody just came, and I just like, I just knew the first line of the song and how the melody would go, and then it just, I think I wrote the song in one day. Mm-hmm. And I remember singing it to my folks, and like, I was like, I felt so pumped. I was like, everything's on this page, all my emotions sort of on there, and it was kind of like something needed to come out of me, and that was the song. Yeah,
it's nice when they just come out of you.
Yeah,
you take them when you can, because it doesn't happen often, at least for me anyway.
No.
And it's funny, usually the ones that just like that come right out and you don't have to work too hard for, usually those are the better ones too. I don't know what.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Luckily, touch wood, I haven't had when you feel like you have that block, that songwriter block.
Oh yeah.
I haven't had that just yet, but I know a lot of people suffer from it. Maybe artists feel pressure to put loads and loads and loads of music out there, but I think quality is better than quantity. You know, you just go through life in the most natural way you can, and if something clicks again, it clicks again. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't mean that nothing will ever click again. You just carry on and just take each day as it comes.
Yeah, I mean, I think writer's block is a part of it. I think each artist has their own process on how they like to work too. Mm-hmm. Like, I know for myself, like, some days I have to write a lot of music, and like, it doesn't matter if I have writer's block or not, like I have to deliver at some point, you know, there's like deadlines on some certain things. So, it's funny. Sometimes that can make the writer's block even worse. Cause like, you know, you have to do something, but your brain is just not working for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So how long would you say this whole thing, this whole single took to get from, you know, conception until ready to release?
A long time, a long, long, long time. I would say I wrote it, I think it was probably when we were all in lockdown in COVID times. So last March or April time. I remember at that time I was studying as well. So I think I took a little break from studying, kind of went on my files and on my laptop, just had a little listen to the beat that this producer sent to me. And I was like, I've got to write some stuff down. And it was a great break from studying, because I was sort of like really tired. And then suddenly, like when I was writing stuff down, the adrenaline kicked in again. I didn't get studying done after writing it and creating the melody to it, but I was definitely a lot happier the next day because I had sort of put pen to paper, created the melody, did a little voice note on my phone, listened to it, and I think from March 2020 to now, I think it was all a case of just letting the song grow and nurturing it, and maybe adding a little bit in some sections, maybe just enhancing the sound and trying to get my pain across. So I want people to hear the pain in my voice. That was the whole process from conception until now. Yeah.
Gotcha. And as far as like recording, and I do have two questions. So did you, we were on lockdown, so obviously like studios and stuff are closed. Did you, were you able to record your own vocals at home, or did you have a studio or a friend that you were able to record your vocals with?
Yeah, so I debated whether I should go to a studio outside or do like have a home studio and record at home, and I chose the latter option. So I created a home studio, very modest, affordable. You know, it's not like my room isn't sort of like filled with massive equipment. It was just sort of like an audio interface, a DAW, and just trying to soundproof my room. And then, you know, I send my recordings off to my mixing and mastering engineer, and he does the rest. So that was that's my recording process right now. I'm open to sort of going to studios later, but mainly all my songs on this album, and obviously the single that I'm putting out in December, all have been recorded at home. So
a lot of the folks I work with are doing the same thing, you know, especially when studios were shut down, people were setting up, you know, little home studios. And if all you're doing is tracking your own vocals or maybe doing little demos and things like that, you don't need to go to a big studio. You know, if you're in a band and you need like the room for a big drum set or something like that, then is, I mean, even then actually you can find workarounds. But for most folks, especially indie artists, especially artists starting out, like knowing how to record your own vocals at home is like a huge leg up.
Yeah, it was a huge, I guess, barrier to sort of break down, because I was like, oh my God, like recording at home, it sounds so daunting. But, you know, I kind of just saw YouTube videos on how to soundproof my room, how to sort of set up the home studio, and the recording equipment that I got in bulk. And it gave sort of like good instructions on how to set stuff up. And even as I'm not a very sort of handyman person, but even I could follow the instructions. So yeah, it's really not that big a deal. And I think everyone's sort of getting used to sort of being at home, you know, with the times we're living in, and just doing stuff from home, you know, working from home, setting up a home studio. And it's so much like practical as well, because, you know, I'm not paying for studio time. I can sort of do as many takes as I want. I don't have the pressure of, crap, I've got only an hour, you know, I need to start doing getting a perfect recording, and it's not happening, oh my gosh. So I can do as many takes as I want.
I mean, there's a good and bad side to that too, because I've been in both situations. Like, I have a home studio here, but I've also done work in like actual, you know, commercial recording studios. It can be a double-edged sword, because if you know you have infinite time, then you can be like, oh, whatever, like, we'll get it, or, you know, it's okay, or, oh, let's go get lunch, or whatever. You know, like, you can be a little bit more loose about it.
Yeah, true. Which is good. I mean, for some I've been people. Guilty of putting stuff off. Yeah, I've been guilty of putting stuff off, like procrastinating. And I was like, yeah, I'll do this another time. But I'm trying to sort of not be like that and just be like, okay, discipline myself. I got to do these recordings, and I got to get stuff done quickly. It is a double-edged sword, but I think this the way of sort of recording at home suits me so far. But yeah, we'll see. You know, I'd like to sort of go to a studio with an engineer and sort of see how that process works and experience that dynamic. But who knows?
The nice thing about going to a studio is that you don't have to play artist and engineer at the same time. Mm. You know, you can just focus on singing and delivering your performance, and someone else can do all the tech stuff. So you don't have to worry about if the gain is set too high or if you're too far from the mic or if whatever, all the the technical stuff, someone else can do that for you, which is nice.
Yeah, that's good.
So how about, so this song is coming out at the end of the year, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so 31st of December.
And so what other kinds of things are you doing to promote the release? Obviously, you know, recording and making the music is a, a big part of it, but just as big, if not bigger, is like the marketing side and things like that. And, you know, planning a release and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So aside from this podcast, what other kinds of things have you found yourself doing to promote this release?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, so absolutely. I mean, I guess, you know, sort of starting to sort of see my my music as, you know, my business. So like 50% is the quality I produce through my music, and 50%, you know, sort of marketing, promoting. I'm fortunate to have teamed up with a PR specialist who you introduced me to, Laurie. So we're working together.
Oh, you guys connected?
Yeah, we've connected. We've actually done a Zoom call. She's amazing. She's going to help me with my artist bio, my EPK, also creating content for my first sort of like teaser video for the song, which hopefully will go out in a couple of weeks. I've sort of been really sort of appreciative of the ads I've been seeing through Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that. You know, the algorithm's been shockingly accurate because it's given me sort of like resources and that other independent artists use and people within the music business trying to help independent artists. So I've sort of educated myself through various individuals within the business on how to sort of release in the most effective way. And, you know, with Laurie, teaming up with Laurie, she's going to sort of help me pitch to PR firms, to publicists, to radios. And I kind of have like a whole folder full of vision and what I want to sort of accomplish. I want to put the song out first and have all that social media content and done for sort of making people aware that my song's coming out, and let that receive a response from people I know, people that I don't know, and just gauge what's happening, and then just, I love your cat in the background, and just take it as it comes, really. Happy to be working with Laurie and just seeing where it goes, really. Doing it in a team as well. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah, she and I have been, oh, they're both in here. It's funny, I don't see them all day, and then when I'm doing something, they come and bother me.
Yeah.
what was I going to say? Yeah, Laurie and I actually have recently started working together, but she's been great. Her and I have been kind of going back and forth and talking about a lot of things, and I think she's in the process where she's also like building up her PR business, so... Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys were able to connect and you thought it was a good fit.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd be curious to hear what you think of it, you know, a few months down the road.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I just want to put the best quality out there. And we've sort of like talked about content ideas for Instagram, and kind of want to establish myself on, you know, have an artist page, you know, dabble in a bit of TikTok as well, just to even just communicate, you know, like we're doing now, even just do a short video just saying, hey guys, this is my single, it's dropping 31st of December, really hope you guys like it, you know, have a little snippet of the song, and just you know, sort of hear what the response is like, really. So I'm super excited, really. It's super scary just putting myself out there like that. Only a few people know that I'm about to drop music. Not many people do know. So just happy that it's happening, really.
That's good. And you had mentioned earlier that you were putting together a animated video for it.
Mm-hmm. Not me personally. I've got a animator that's going to help me with that. So. Yeah, I can't wait to sort of see what Cartoon Me looks like, really. Pretty cool.
Very cool. So for the rest of the year, I guess it's just, you know, leading up to releasing this thing. But do you have any plans for 2022? Like, is there new music in the works? Are you planning to perform some or, you know, or anything, really?
Yeah, so 2022, hopefully... bigger, better year in terms of my growth as an artist, as maybe my personal growth as well. I kind of want to see myself becoming a role model. Hopefully, just trying to see who my fans are, and I want people to really know sort of like what my music is about. Sort of have them know that my primary purpose is to reduce the stigma and talk about mental health in a free way, in a positive way, and you know, mental health, it shouldn't debilitate you, it should be your power, and try and inspire others to sort of channel their mental health and create art from it and have that long lasting impact, which I hope that, you know, my music can have. That's the goal, really. I kind of want to see, you know, what sort of gigs I can do as well, sort of apply to places, because there are a lot of openings that will happen 2022, hopefully. So just apply and also with the help of Laurie, sort of see other opportunities that she can come up with to sort of give me some outlets and to perform at. And yeah, whilst doing that, I kind of will be working on my album as well, Fireland, and that'll be coming out in 2022. I haven't got a release date for that yet. I think maybe, yeah, probably latest around March area. So it'll kind of like be a sort of a circular process of, you know, me coming up with like the main sort of song on the album, which is Spacecraft Burnout, right? I'm releasing it as a single. You know, the idea came about March 2020, and I'll be sort of releasing the full album hopefully in March 2022. So kind of be like that whole 2-year process. So super excited for that. And yeah, just hopefully I can get on more podcasts and more stations, particularly those that focus around you know, mental health and self-care and sort of really hone in on, you know, what I stand for and my purpose and why I produce music mainly. You know, if I could help, you know, one person, like really, Priyanka, you've really put symbolism out that really sort of is relatable to my own experience. I would be like so happy. I'd be so grateful, because music, I can't live without music. I can't speak for everyone, but it has so much power. I remember reading about one Linkin Park song helped a guy from committing suicide. One lady like recited the lyrics to him. Who cares if one more light goes out? I do. And that sort of really spoke to him, and he just cried and he didn't do what he was about to do. So, I mean, that's sort of like the extreme example, but if someone could come back to me and be like, Priyanka, your music's really sort of spoken to me, it sort of hit me in a way, and I really sort of I'm inspired and from it, like, I'll be so happy. So hopefully having that in 2022, that'll be a massive achievement for me. Yeah,
I think it'll happen. I mean, you're very clear about your intent, about what you're trying to put out there and who it's for. I'm sure it will resonate with people, for sure.
Yeah, thank you.
Is the album all done and ready to go already, or is it still in works? March is coming up.
Yeah, March is coming up. Yeah, most of it is done. I can say most of it is done. Yeah, yeah.
These things always take longer than you think.
Yeah, I know.
Well, very cool. So this is probably a good place to wrap up. Where do you spend most of your time on social media? Like, where can people find you?
Yeah, so my Instagram handle is Priyanka. So that's PRIANCA _RA 97. So my artist name is Priyanka RA, as you can see from my Zoom. I chose the artist name Priyanka RA because when you look at it, it kind of looks like Priyankara. Priyankara is a Sanskrit word. Basically, it means sort of someone that's lovable, someone that's amiable, someone that's very happy, very talkative. And the meaning behind it is what I strive to be like as a person, as an artist, you know. Kind of describes me to an extent as well. So having that artist name sort of shows as well as the meaning behind the word Priyankara, it kind of reflects my identity as a British Indian woman as well.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. The single's coming out at the end of the year. Is there any other things you'd like to promote or speak about, while I have you here?
Not as of now. But I think I've covered sort of covered everything. Yeah. I just wanted to say, whoever's watching, please go follow me. Listen to my single Spacecraft Burnout. Feel free to message me. I'll respond back and would love to hear your feedback on the song. And look forward to connecting with a lot more people when the song comes out. Peace and love.
Absolutely. Always. Well, yeah, I'll put all the I'll get them from you later, but I'll put all the social media links, all that kind of stuff. Do you have a pre-save for this yet?
Not yet, but that's coming.
Okay, well, when you get that, send that over too. I'll put it all in all the notes so people can find you and save your music and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk about your music. We'll speak to you soon.
Yeah, appreciate that. Thanks for
it. And now we're going to play a little teaser of the song Spacecraft Burnout, coming out on New Year's Eve. In my spacecraft, see it all again. She gives her help behind closed doors and then acts like a friend. I scream so more, come help her. My voice is filled in a vacuum. Thanks for tuning in and listening to another episode of About to Drop. For more info, please go to our page, vertigomusic.com/podcast. And make sure to follow and subscribe to us on YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Thanks and see you soon.